probably see parts of the search justification. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Federal Judge Bruce Reinhard says he is inclined to release at least some of the affidavit used by the FBI to get a search warrant for former President Trump's home.
Reinhard ruling, quote, the government has not met its burden of showing that the entire affidavit should remain sealed. The decision coming as a huge upset for the Justice Department, which has opposed unsealing the document, claiming it would compromise its criminal investigation into Trump. The judge is now giving the department the chance to make redactions.
Fox's Brooke Singman outside the courtroom. Deanna Shulman, representing several media organizations, telling reporters the public has a right to know what led to the unprecedented raid.
It is not the government's job to tell the public what is meaningful in terms of the release of its own information.
Former President Trump issuing a statement saying Judge Reinhard rejected the DOJ's cynical attempt to hide the whole affidavit from Americans. The Biden administration wants the government to stop paying for coronavirus vaccines. The Wall Street Journal reporting the Department of Health and Human Services will hold planning sessions at the end of the month with big drug makers and pharmaceutical companies on ways to shift payments for COVID vaccines to the commercial market. Not clear how 30 million people in the U.S. without health insurance would be covered. Federal safety investigators will begin today trying to learn the reason two small planes trying to land at a municipal airport in Northern California yesterday collided in midair, killing at least two people. The Watsonville, California airport does not have a control tower. Pilots use a common air traffic control frequency to coordinate with one another. It was cloudy and foggy at the time. If you use an iOS device, an iPhone, an iPad, even a Mac, security experts say update the operating system software now. Apple warning of a serious security vulnerability that could allow hackers to take complete control of your device. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The government has rested its case a second time against two men charged with a plot to kidnap Michigan's governor.
The defense is now making its case in the retrial of Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr., who are accused in an alleged plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020. Defense attorneys have argued the FBI made up the plot against the men and others who were angry over Whitmer's COVID lockdowns, that the FBI used financial resources and agency manpower in an entrapment defense that led to a hung jury for Fox and Croft, and not guilty verdicts for two others in an embarrassing first trial for federal prosecutors. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Murder charges have been filed in Raleigh on the death of North Carolina Sheriff's Deputy Ned Byrd was found dead along a road last week. The prosecutor believes he was killed when he intervened in a domestic dispute. Police in Alabama say they've arrested the man whom they believe was shooting at cars on I-85 in Auburn on Wednesday, seriously injuring one driver. And they say Terrell Brown had several weapons and more than 2,000 rounds of ammunition in his car. The shootings, they say, appeared to be at random. There's been a disturbing discovery in Yellowstone National Park.
The Abyss Pool is located just west of the west thumb of Yellowstone Lake, where this time it was a foot that had park rangers baffled. A park employee saw someone's foot inside of a shoe floating around in this hot spring, leading to a shutdown of the area. This particular hot spring is about 53 feet deep, and the temperature gets up to 140 degrees Fahrenheit. No word yet on who this foot might belong to, nor whether any other body parts might be in there, but the pool now has been reopened. John Saucier, Fox News.
Wall Street higher yesterday, but early morning Dow futures are now trading about 200 points lower. in Washington. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.